We're back. Welcome to the Derek and Jenna podcast. It has been a minute. It's been a couple months. It's been a while, guys.
It has.
We're really excited to be back. Sorry we were gone. I know y'all missed us.
So much.
Oh my goodness. So we were doing a recap, trying to figure out where in the heck we were on this train and or this journey, this road, whatever, it doesn't matter. This path of crazy podcast shows, and we're in episode 10, we've figured out.
Yes.
And we've done some things. We've seen some things. It's I don't even know where to begin. So we started a list. So no particular order. We got a lot of things to catch up on.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the biggest news.
We bought another bus.
No. I mean, that is big news. We didn't.
That's the biggest news.
Okay. It's not.
Size-wise.
It's not official.
Guys, we have a fleet. I'm a Commodore. I have two buses.
You say this like they're yours.
That's true.
They're mine.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
It isn't for sure yet, but we might. It's a maybe.
But why not?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more. What else? Okay, big news. Drum roll. Yay.
I'm fat. And it's only partially tacos.
She's pregnant.
Super pregnant.
Congratulations to us. Yay. This will be number four.
Yep.
Really excited about it.
And it's?
It's a girl.
A girl.
So four little girls now. Everything is pink.
I mean, is it though?
Purple and green and whatever. Doesn't matter. It's just easy for me to say everything's pink.
Yeah, but that's kind of a super stereotype.
Oh, we did this. Especially we did talk about this in the last podcast.
They would just as soon stab each other as they would Fight play Club. Barbies.
Sure. Like, that's fine. Okay. Let me have this though. So when we go places, I'm always like, come on girls. Like if there's a dude in the mix, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. Sure. It could be, come on kids, but it just doesn't, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
I love it. I love being a daddy to girls. Yeah. Okay. So that was big. That was big news.
That is big news.
Bigger than the bus, I think.
Yes.
Another bus.
It's half. Cause
why not?
She's halfway done cooking.
The baby.
The baby is halfway done cooking.
Doing November-ish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Already big as a barn. It's so true. It's so
you're actually not like it's funny to laugh at, but you're actually not.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it. So yeah, so that's big news.
Big news.
We found out right before, actually right after the last podcast.
That's part of the chaos is why the podcast got put on pause.
I was very sick.
You were very sick. Also, we weren't. Oh. Hey. Text messages. Anything
exciting.
Good?
Exciting. No.
We weren't, not that we weren't telling people, but we were still figuring out life and the podcast just got kicked to the curb.
It did. Because we found out and then we went to Arizona.
Oh yeah, we went to Arizona.
Which was amazing.
To go see family and I had a conference to go to.
Uh-huh. And we sat poolside. It was honestly
that was really cool.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, came back and you then quit
We told
job.
Your parents that you were pregnant. They didn't believe us. That was fun. No, that was my parents didn't
believe
me.
That was your parents. Yeah. So we went to Arizona and then we came back and you quit your job.
I think I quit my job. Oh, was it like a couple days before we left for Arizona?
No. I think it was.
Because I remember sending an email out to my students.
Well, there was a partial quit and then a full quit.
And then a real quit.
Well, here's the deal. So the partial quit was you were like, I just need to totally scale back, but I'm available on a project basis.
Yeah.
Which was perfect. And then.
To ramp up my courses.
Yeah. So we did that for a few weeks and you realized.
Like, I just need to do
this. Need to do this.
I need to jump in head first.
Yes. Make so stuff. Then you made it kind of official.
More official. That's
which
true.
Is terrifying. And
oh, it's super terrifying. Although it's not like we haven't been here before. Like the last 10 years prior
this
to me
why
having
it's
a
terrifying.
Job.
We've been here before.
That's true. We know what's coming. So what's, oh my gosh. Okay. There's so many things. I wish we would have been podcast. I wish we would have stuck with it because it's like a journal. Like
it is like a journal, but that's okay.
I miss the emotions of in the moment of the panic and the unknown. Now it's like looking back, it's like, yeah, we did a ton of stuff.
Oh, there's going to be plenty more panic.
Sure.
Coming.
Like, oh that yeah. Health insurance. That's exciting.
Yeah, figuring out all these adult things now that you don't have a job.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so you quit it.
Let's rephrase that. I do have a job. My job now is full-time. I make courses on Udemy, and I'm a full-time YouTuber, which is super weird to say, especially since my last YouTube video I posted was like 4 weeks ago. So
right.
I'm kind of dropping the ball there, but whatever.
Like the goal isn't necessarily like, if you do this forever on only this, then great. But Like, I could totally see you working for somebody again in the future. But
I really enjoy. So that's the hard part about being a YouTuber or
you like
teaching.
Being around people.
I do. I'm very much a people person. I get energized by people. But then to make videos and do this stuff, you're solo in an office, and it's very. It's not soul crushing. I love what I do. I love teaching people, but I miss that interaction. Like when I was a professor.
Yeah. The extrovert side of you needs
more
interaction than just me.
So lots of other things on our list.
Oh yeah. So we went, when did we go? After Mother's Day.
To what? Arizona?
The very end of May we went
to Idaho
for like a family reunion.
Yeah.
To this huge indoor water park. I couldn't go on any other rides. It's fine. You went on a crazy bike ride with the kids and
so if you're in my courses, that Hiawatha Trail that I made I made this tutorial on how to make a magazine ad, and I used a real place called the Trail of the Hiawatha. It's like a 17-mile bike ride thing. Super cool. Check it out. I think it's called RideTheHiawatha.com.
I think you're right.
Really, really cool. It was amazing. There's a tunnel that's a mile and a half long. So it's like pitch black. You have to ride.
It's
to put
a 2 or 3
bikes.
Hour ride.
It was a long ride. Yeah. It's a subtle downhill grade, which was super cool. But they had just regraded the tunnel, and it was early in the the season for them, and so it was like super muddy, and the kids loved it, except for being kind of cold. That was tough at the end coming back. But so we did that. That was actually a really, really fun experience.
Mm-hmm. And then we came home. And found out that we had been looking for a place to move for a while.
We've been talking about it since December when we bought the bus. Like, we're going to move. Our lease is up in April. Didn't know what to do. So right now, at the time of this recording, it's June, almost July.
It's the end of June.
So it's been a while.
We were month to month at this point.
Yeah. And we were trying to get the bus together and found out it needed a $5,000 part.
And,
we found out we
were pregnant. We were like, well.
Yeah. It was just so many things. And then, but our lease was up, but where we lived was about 30 minutes out of town, and we'd put like 40,000 miles on our rig in about a year.
Year and a half, 2 years, but anyway.
It was less than a year. It was like a year and a couple months. We put like 40,000 on just one rig alone. Anyway, tons of driving, tons of time in the car, at least 1 to 3 hours a day in the car. It was just too much, way too much. And so we were trying to get back into town.
But it's hard to find a rental in the market we're in now because it's so inflated.
And we have dogs.
Yeah, we have pets, and we need space for our kids. It couldn't just be like a little one bedroom something. So the good Lord was looking out for us, and our landlord reached out and was basically like, hey, I just bought a new property, like, you know, basically right where we want it to be.
It wasn't even like that. It was like, so the way it went down, they came to turn the sprinklers on at the other property, and it was like, hey.
Oh, that's right. You were talking.
Yeah, no, he was, so they were thinking, we had basically told me we were planning to move out, but they were hoping for a couple months heads up.
That's right.
And I was like, so we were out in the yard, and it was total unbelievable God's timing. Like, and that's something that we're used to, I feel like. Things just kind of coming together quickly when it happens. And so it was really strange for us from, you know, November, December, all the way through literally until a couple of weeks ago, to not know what the heck was going to happen and just to be in this long season of waiting and waiting and waiting. So anyway, we're in the front yard talking. I was like, are you still thinking of moving? I was like, yeah. And I was like, you wouldn't happen to have any properties in Whitefish or Kalispell, would you? We're just trying to get closer to town. He's like, well, actually, and literally that day or a couple of days prior, and he didn't realize we were still looking to rent. He just knew we were trying to move out and maybe build a house or something or do the bus
thing. Because that is the long-term goal, but.
Right. And so he was like, well, when are you guys trying to get out? And I was like, well, I'll give you a couple months heads up. And I thought he was asking like, how soon he was asking how soon could be ready. And I thought he was asking like, I took it as I was trying to honor our word that we would give him 2 months before we actually moved. And then I realized he was asking how soon could be ready. I was like, oh, like yesterday, like where we want to get back into town. So they had just bought this beautiful home in a neighborhood we've driven through probably 100 times. Love the neighborhood. Always wanted to kind of be here as a stepping stone until we get our property with acreage and stuff. But it was just unreal, the timing. And so long story short, we basically got to swap houses closer into a nicer neighborhood, nicer house, better area, huge, almost 1 acre yard for our kids. And they didn't charge us a first or last or damage deposit. They just let us trade places and keep our rent the same. Unreal. Like not even heard of. Right.
No.
And then he rolls up and he gives me a call. He's like, hey, He's like, I came over to mow the lawn at the new property, but you already did it. Cause like once we made up our mind that we were doing it, we went to check it out and everything, and the yard needed mowed. So I just took care of it. And I was like, yeah, that's what 6 hours on a push mower looks like. I basically mowed the lawn from 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. cause it's a huge lawn and all I had was a push mower. So longer story short, yesterday or day before, he showed up with a brand new John Deere tractor, like a nice one for me to take care of the property too. So it's just really unreal and super cool to see the provision and timing of things.
Right.
And like,
the moral of the story being...
Is there a moral? I don't know. I'm just rambling.
I think the moral is take good care of things, even if it's not yours.
Yeah, and, that's huge. That is really important.
Life's about relationships. Like we've worked really hard to have a good relationship with our landlords, and you know what I mean?
So we rented from them for 2 years.
Almost, well, two and a half.
Never missed a payment, always on time with our rent. Took really good care of the properties. It was our own. Like I fertilized the lawn, like pulled weeds, like made it look real nice. Took care of it. Like
and we
as
were
it was
in constant
my own.
Communication with our landlords.
Fixed
and
stuff
I think,
when it broke. We had broken, you know, things that just happened, house maintenance that I took care of. And so, you know, that goes a really long way. I think that's a really astute point that you pointed out as far as like,
part of it is we're fortunate. They're just really great landlords.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you are ever in a renting situation or anything like that, I mean, just
that even
be
goes,
a
so
good person.
Some of our listeners are probably students too, current students. And I remember if we're going all the way back to high school or even college as an athlete, I could get away with murder. And by that, I mean like missing classes, showing up whenever I wanted to, as long as I started the season strong. Good communication, A's on my papers, working really hard at first. And then once the sports season started, once I started to kind of drop off a little bit, there was way more grace. But if I started out as a slacker,
right,
like, they just think
not
you're,
as an excuse to be a slacker,
no,
but
no,
just
no.
Life
kind
does
of.
Happen.
I mean, life
crazy
happens.
Does happen. Yeah. And so if you make emergency and crazy the exception, not your rule. Well,
think about it this way too. It's like an emotional grace. Bank account, right? So if you have nothing in the bank, there's nothing available for when you need a withdrawal. So even when it comes to our marriage, like when I've taken the time to either, you know, bring you flowers or take care of things that you need me to do around the house, when I'm a dick other times and you want to punch me in the face, which is happens. Not she doesn't actually punch me in the face, but she wants to, right? When those moments arise, at least like I've got some emotional bank account built up that you don't go right to the throat punch.
Right.
I mean, right.
You've proven yourself to not like that is not who you are. That is the exception to the rule. That is more indicative of it's a bad day and let's just move past it.
Yeah. Anyway.
What a good point.
What a good point. That was a long ramble.
What else?
Next?
We had a garage sale, which for anyone who's done that, it's just its own special kind of hell.
I hate
we it. Did it for the kids.
It was for the kids. We bought Krispy Kreme donuts and Starbucks coffee so they could like have their little stand sales pitch. We broke even.
Basically.
Got sunburned.
We broke even. They kept the money at on. So it's basically how that went down. But we packed up the old house. We're finally out of it. Trying to get the new house figured out. I don't know. There's just been...
It's been quite the season.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're traveling again next week. So that's kind of our
I'm out of town.
Date.
So Monday I fly to Las Vegas for, I'm helping a client set some stuff up. So that'll be fun.
You fly back Thursday and then we leave on Friday for Hoop Fest.
So for those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, Hoop Fest is this really cool, what do you call it? Festival.
It is a gigantic 3-on-3 tournament in downtown Spokane that
Spokane,
thousands
Washington,
of teams come
to
from all over the
world.
So
they closed down the entire downtown. They put hoops in the middle of the streets for 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Super cool.
I mean, it's wild.
I remember some lady once, I was walking down it because when I played and I could hear her. She's like, Hoop Fest, more like Hoop Fist, because there was like a fist fight on the court about something. Like, I don't remember. That happens. That happens.
It's been a long time since we've been.
Yeah.
I was supposed to play, but I had to find a sub. But I'm coaching a team.
You have a basketball on your belly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breakers.
It'll be good. It'll be fun to see the girls I'm taking play.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like there was more on a list before we started this.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a lot.
I don't even know. Those are the main.
So looking back.
Bullet points.
Bullet points. We just basically spewed on our listeners. Like, here's what we've been up to. Like, who cares? For me, it's exciting because I like going back and listening to these. It's kind of a milestone of where we've come, especially when we have big hopes, big dreams, lots of things in the works, lots of irons in the fire. And when you're looking ahead, you have no idea what's going to play out. And when you look behind, you're like, oh, wow. You know, so for me, I wish we would have kept recording just to kind of note how we felt during those
times.
That
hindsight piece.
Yeah. But I think one of the biggest takeaways for me is, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I got distracted. One of the biggest takeaways for me is just the perfect timing, the provision. And again, that takeaway you had mentioned as far as taking care of things, even if it's not yours, being mm-hmm. a good steward of what's in your life. It's funny. I'm actually reading a book right now. It's called The Science of Getting Rich. It's an old school book. And it just caught my eye. Somebody had recommended it in the success and personal development circle that I pay attention to. And it had mentioned that too. Like, you might have ideas of doing well in certain areas of your life, but you can't just ignore what's in front of you right now and just start trying to do the other things. And the case in point he said is, you know, let's say there's a job you're trying to get or work you want to do, but it's not the job you have now. You can't just neglect your work now. You have to continue to do good in that season before right. you step into the next thing.
Well, that's why you waited so long to
quit my job. Yeah.
You know, because yeah. I mean, there's so much wisdom in that. Like it, and Pastor Levi talks a lot about this, how there's the season you're in, the season you're moving into, and the season that you've just come out of. And there's always overlap. And it's difficult to not be discontent in the season you're in when you feel a change coming.
That was really hard for us because that change was so long. We knew for months it was coming. We knew for months that not only, so it wasn't even like, oh, are we going to renew our lease or not? It was like, no, we know we want to move.
It was like a 6 to 10 month like change. Like, because we knew, we knew. And so then it's hard not to let that things not either moving fast like you want them to or panning out how you think they should. It's hard not to let that create discontentment and irritation and anxiety in your heart. Like, how do you maintain peace in your day to day when when there's crazy, you know? And how do you move toward the new season without neglecting what is still in front of you in your day to day?
It's like both and. So we both had to move out of the place, clean the old place, and set up the new place.
Right.
And the last week was chaos.
Yeah. It's life is very rarely either or. It just, you know.
Yeah.
Like that whole idea of black and white is really not.
And I approach life that way too. Cause like, you know, when you think about a budget and money and finances and like, I'm very much, well, why not? Like when you're like, we can't buy this right now. It's on the budget. I'm like, well, why? Like, I want it now. Like, right. So for me, like, I don't like having
long-term
to wait.
Long-term vision.
Yeah, no. I like when I want it now. I want to take care of things immediately. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why we work so hard is because then that gives us the opportunity to do what you want when you want. I don't know.
Yeah, we like to play hard, so that requires intense.
But that was what was so hard. That was so hard with knowing since November that we weren't going to renew our lease.
Yeah.
And knowing for months, but having zero clue what was next. That was hard because there wasn't even a vision to work towards. It wasn't like we knew we were going to start downsizing to move into a bus, we thought. But even then, like, I still want
the functionality and practicality.
Yeah, and I still wanted my stuff. Like, I didn't want to. Like, you're so funny. Listen to the Craigslist drug deal podcast episode where she sold our toaster.
Oh, I finally bought a new one.
You did. And it's beautiful and it works even better. But like there was months in between where we didn't have a toaster and it was frustrating. it wasn't the toaster issue as much as it pointed to a greater change happening, but not happened yet. Where I'd want to make my toast in the morning and it was a reminder that we're downsizing, but we didn't know what we were going to win or how or any of that. So it was just a constant like,
well, you live very much in the now and I do too, but I, once a decision is made, I'm fully committed. So once we knew we're doing this in my brain, we're already there.
Right. That's true.
It's happening. And there's pros and cons to both approaches.
Well, like, cause we did for the last few months, we lived in utter chaos at the old place. Cause there was stuff undone, furniture. We sold our couch. Like, so we didn't have a place to sit upstairs. And then we bought tables, like the folding plastic, like 6 foot, like whatever tables cause we knew we were going to do a yard sale. So we bought those to have those to put stuff on. Plus there's a place for our kids to play
long,
on.
Drawn out.
Oh, it sucked.
It did. It really sucked. And part of it is because I did feel so crappy for so many months.
And that was, and for me,
when the mothership goes down.
It stresses. That's not my forte at all. It stresses me out when so like I don't know how to like I can move boxes like
right.
I'm a good grunt worker or like graphic designer dude, but when it comes to like mentally planning a house and the move and packing and organizing, like I am not
looking
good at
back. There's things we could have definitely done differently, and on the other hand, there's a lot of things that we handled it as well as we could given the cards we were dealt. I think I probably would have waited a little bit longer to make some of the crazy changes and to start preparing to move.
I think
and
looking back now,
out.
So how quickly we wrapped up the old place and moved into the new place was in less than a week. Well, it was about 10 days, but the bulk of it happened in about two.
Right.
Realistically.
The big stuff. Yeah.
And so
remembering that and knowing you can get a lot done in without so much planning. I think I was feeling the, okay, well, in 9 months, there's another baby. We have another kid. And not that I was in panic mode, but I was in sell the maxima mode of let's just get stuff done before I can't get stuff done anymore.
So sell the maxima is a nod to our entire marriage. Anytime she's been pregnant, she tries to sell a car.
Like, I did literally sell every a car time. This time.
You did sell, that's right. She did. Oh my gosh.
But to be fair,
I should have known
it
better.
It was a plan to sell Dave before.
Okay,
I knew
so
I was
Dave,
pregnant.
Dave, and we name our cars, and we named the. It was a Corolla. It was just like 140,000 miles on.
Dave after the octopus and Penguins of Madagascar.
Because our kids had just watched it, and there's a scene where he's
like, Dave. I don't know. It was just stuck in our heads. It
so
seemed appropriate.
When we named the car, it got named Dave. So we are weird. You're so weird. Anyway, so we sold Dave last week, which every time she's been pregnant, she's listed or tried to sell a car.
You're not wrong.
Every time. Because you're like, we need money now. Sell a car. I'm
you
like,
quit
we
your
need
job.
The job.
We did need money now.
Yeah. That, on the one hand though, that tells you how much I believe in this course and what we're doing. Cause I knew you were pregnant at that time. Knew we wouldn't have health insurance,
and
I
like,
still quit my job.
Let's jump off the bridge anyway.
Yeah. Maybe feeling a little bit suicidal, needed some attention. I don't know. Like career suicide, not like whatever.
Yeah, you know, anyway. I sell cars, you quit jobs, it's all good.
No, but no big deal.
No big deal.
It's like we thrive on chaos.
Well, you know, no, I have a very, like, well, on the one hand, of course, I like to feel, obviously, everyone would prefer to feel secure. Everyone would
just
prefer that. But I have a what's the worst that could happen approach, which is really, I feel like, I mean, we have a bus. We wouldn't be homeless.
Yeah, but.
So like worst case scenario, we're not on the streets. We're in a bus.
The bus still has regular bus seats in it. There is nowhere to be.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like it'd be fine. We're not going to be destitute. We have our wits.
At least the new one has a toilet seat on it. Not like on it. It's a charter bus.
It has more than a toilet seat. It has the whole plumbing system, but yeah.
Yeah. What else?
It also has a toilet seat.
I feel like this is also a nod to our personalities. So when I was in college, and I think I talked about this too in the past, where the semesters where I was the most overloaded, like maximum credits, I did really good because there was no margin for not just doing your work. Like if I had a moment to do an assignment, it got done then, whether it was good or bad. I didn't linger on it. I didn't let it bloat to whatever time it needed. Just got it done.
Yep. Get her done.
And then the semester when I had like the minimum credits, I sucked because I had too much time to think about it. And then I'll do it later. Later would come, something would happen. I wouldn't get the work done and did horrible. And I think in our life, the same thing. Like when we knew we had to move and we had people coming and I rented a U-Haul truck, we moved 90% of our things in a day. In a day. And they went right to where they belong. Now it's been about I'm losing track of time. It's been a few days. And some things that got put in place, for example, I'm sitting right by a suitcase with all of my clothes just kind of like piled on top of it. And nothing's been put in our dresser.
It's laziness.
It's laziness. It's like, okay, we got the bulk of it done. We got all the other thing. We're in the new place. Now I need to work a little bit, do some
core
stuff.
But again, in your defense, you were supposed to go to Vegas this week. You were supposed to be gone. So you were kind of like, well, why unpack if I'm like just literally zipping this thing back up and leaving? So
I mean, a little
bit. There's been so many other things and so many other, other facets. But I mean, I read, it was either a Winnie the Pooh comic or like a Calvin and Hobbes. No, and the little one, I think it was a Calvin and Hobbes. And he was like, He was like, you only live once. Like, they saying, like, we should do the things, YOLO. And then
YOLO, Hobbs, such a good hashtag.
Hobbs was like, no, you only die once. You live every day.
Oh, that's
so and good. I was like, that is so good. Like, it is so true. At the end of the day, the heart of the message is the same. Like, this idea that the time you have is the time you have.
Speaking of you only die once, that almost happened.
Oh, yeah.
Last weekend. We
That was terrifying. That was the weirdest weather I have ever seen.
It was June.
Yeah.
And hailing, snowing,
No. Raining. It went from an epic rainstorm downpour to literally 30 seconds later, crazy temperature drop, driving through like a literal wall of rain to hail, and then hydroplaning on a sheet of ice sideways across the highway.
It was as if somebody had like painted a line across the highway and part of it was rain and all of a sudden it was like ice.
And then just shoved our car. Shoved it sideways.
It was a 65 mile an hour road and we were going about 65, I don't know, give or take.
Yeah, because we were getting close to the
and really, really bad rutted. So, you know, risk of hydroplane. So I was starting to slow down and all of a sudden, like I said, there's a wall of hail, which is like marbles on top of this, you know. And before I knew it, we were going straight at headlights coming at us. So, you know,
sideways.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, like 45 degree angle, like started to, you know, drift. I was out of control in their lane, seeing headlights coming at us going 65.
Which, praise the Lord. There must've, I've never seen that few cars at that time of day headed back spot. Up.
Right.
In the opposing traffic lane. Like they were able to get out of the way.
Had we hit, it would have been
catastrophic.
Yeah.
We could have tipped just as easily, hit a dry patch and just tipped.
There was
all of our kids in the car.
Yeah.
They were hysterical. Yeah. It was absolutely sobering.
And it was interesting dealing with those emotions. It's the second time in my life where I know that I escaped death. The other time was actually also on a highway, but this time parked on the side of a road and almost got hit by a car that didn't see us. Because we weren't totally off the road. Anyway, I digress. The point is, like, it's amazing the emotions that come up when you, like, I went back and forth between, like, the YOLO, like, Calvin and Hobbes, like, do the things, have all the fun, spend all the money, enjoy your life. And then also like the, oh my gosh, like there's so much more to be done. Like so much more I want to teach my girls, so much I want to achieve on the courses and capture so people can learn what I've done so they can make a living or, you know, this the life side. Like,
I think the best place to live is right in the middle of that.
Yeah, for sure.
It's do the things, because if you say, oh, when the kids are grown, we'll vacation and travel. Right. Who knows if we'll live that long?
Right.
You know, but also the work hard and plant seeds for the future, because if you're lucky enough to get to have that future,
right,
you want to make it a good one,
right, not just squeaking by,
right. So it's a little bit ant, a little bit grasshopper,
both and.
Oh, that's a good title for the podcast. Both and. No.
So I was just looking at you. It's great. All right. So thanks for tuning in, guys. I don't know if there's much more to say for this episode other than we're glad to be back.
We're all caught up.
Glad you're back to listen to us.
Yeah.
Super stoked for this next season we're in. Lots of adventure ahead of us.
That's right.
What's next?
Well, we should do another podcast Tuesday, but I don't know if that'll happen because you'll be gone. Maybe we'll do a phone one.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun to try.
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just roll this one out Tuesday.
You do what you want.
You do you, boo.
That's
what she always tells me.
Yep.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And let's see. I'm out of practice. What do we want them to do? Like the stuff. Subscribe.
All the things. I don't know. All tune in next week.
Bye.
Bye.